The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
This is Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to the Senior Solutions Real Estate Show, brought to you by the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. Hey, if you've missed an episode, find any information we talk about today helpful to a friend or a family member, send them to our website, ericstewartgroup.com, or find Senior Solutions on Spotify. Spotify, by the way, is an app that you can download onto your computer or down on your cell phone, which is where I keep mine. You can pay a monthly subscription fee to get access to all kinds of music and that kind of thing, or you could pay nothing and have access to blogs, video blogs, other things like this. We have our radio shows hosted there at Spotify, and you can listen to them anytime you like, day or night. So feel free to. In fact, you could set your alarm to listen to my show every morning when you wake up, and we'll have coffee together every day.
Make me smile.
Hey, four senior healthcare expenses that no one warns you about, except me, because I'm about to give you this warning, and you may not have ever considered this. You know, rental dental. How about that? Now, that is an idea. I was going to say routine dental care, but I'm now on a concept here, rentaldental.com. This is where you can rent nice teeth when you need them, but the rest of the week you could walk around with just your regular teeth. But once in a while, when you want to go out for a nice party, you could rent nice teeth at rentaldental.com. Okay. Good idea for business? What do you think? Wah, 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 wah. Okay, right, not so good. Routine dental care is expensive. Complex dental care, even more so. My goodness, folks, I had to get a root canal the other day. It was one of my big teeth, one of the molars in the back, something like four roots, and I got to say, it was like $1,600 to get it done by, I would say, by maybe the most competent oral surgeon that I'm aware of. And I probably don't know everyone that's out there, but still, $1,600. Guess what? I've got dental insurance. The dental insurance kicked in and reimbursed me about $1,200 of that. So I got a lot of money back, which is why I pay for dental insurance to begin with. But if you don't have dental insurance, you might want to think about getting it, because you certainly are going to have those expenses. You know, in 2016, if you're on Medicare, the average Medicare enrollee spent $922 out of pocket on dental costs. I'm hoping that all of my teeth actually have root canals by the time I'm retiring, so that way I don't have to worry about root canals going forward. I was thinking about maybe just getting root canals on every tooth, just doing a root canal special, negotiated deal, right? I'll get 10 teeth for the price of 8. How about that? I won't be able to eat or talk for a week, but, you know, I will no longer have to worry about root canal costs going forward. And this is a strange question. I haven't asked my dental expert, which is, how is it that you kill the pain, I still don't lose my teeth? Like, I can imagine, it's almost like I'm removing the nerves out of my body. I'm more likely to bang into things like leprosy or something. But apparently it doesn't do that, thankfully, and I expect to live with healthy teeth for a long, long time.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years.
Vision care, another one. You know, Medicare doesn't cover routine vision care. So think about getting coverage for your vision. Our eyes, I know at 55 years of age, which is what I am now, and I've been on the air here now 15 years ago. I started at 40, and I've gone at 40 with having no glasses to at 42, 43, starting to wear them occasionally for readers. Went through getting my LASIK eye surgery over at John Mitchell's office there in Vienna. And he did a great job, by the way. I've had excellent long-distance vision since then, and this is now 13 years later. But I definitely, for reading and then anything kind of close up, my eyes continue to degrade. I continue to need a higher amplification. And from what I've read, this will continue until maybe for another 4 or 5 years, and then I will hit a plateau where my eyes will kind of be the same for almost the rest of my life. So, but that said, if you're going through that process of losing your eyesight or have issues, definitely want to have vision care too, for glaucoma's sake. My father's got glaucoma, and I probably, you know, could get it too, because it's a family thing. So I have to be careful of that. I want to have good vision insurance for that. Long-term care is another one. You know, estimated 70% of seniors wind up needing some kind of long-term care, whether it's in-home aid or stay in a nursing home. And unfortunately, Medicare won't cover long-term care that's custodial in nature. Custodial care, by the way, refers to the tasks that you need just to function, like dressing, bathing, preparing your food. Those things are not covered by Medicare, so you either will have a caregiver, child, somebody who loves you, spouse, or otherwise will provide those basic care functions that you need, but the assisted living side of it, which is covered by Medicare, is the medical side of it. So having some kind of long-term care insurance which can step in to provide the care if you don't have a family member there, you're not going to get married, you've lost your spouse, you're not planning on remarrying, you don't have children around to help you, look at the potential of doing that. So, and I guess the last thing is, I have five kids, right? So one daughter, she talks at a decibel or at like a level, and I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's a lower tonality, and it's kind of lost on me. And I don't know if it, you know, if that's just me or if that's other people, but I consistently have to ask her to repeat herself, and she has to kind of change the way she normally talks because I, for some reason, I can't hear in the specific level. And so I've been to get a hearing expert and so on. They're saying, no, your hearing's fine. So far I've been able to blame it all on my daughter. But at some point, I'll probably need to take responsibility for my own hearing or continue to hire people who tell me I'm fine. So which is much better in life, right? It's much better to have people tell you, oh, no, you are perfect. Reality is that hearing services and other ones, many seniors need hearing aids to function. But unfortunately, Medicare is not going to pay for those. And that's a problem because the cost of a digital hearing aid can range from $1,500 all the way up to $5,000 now. So imagine 5 to 10, 15 years from now. So picking up some insurance to cover for hearing does make sense. Realize that insurance is just another way of saying you're renting wealth. So if you're able to put money away systematically to save for the long term, and you the more you save, the better off you're going to be in life because you have the capability of handling issues as they come up. But it requires saying no to spending now that you want to spend now to be able to do that. It means cutting costs. Or as Jack Welch said it best, the best way to cut costs is to grow your business because the costs oftentimes will stay the same while you grow your income. But if you can't grow your income, then you have to cut your costs so that you can put more money aside. Regardless of where you are in life, whether you've kicked the can down the road, I'll get to that. When the kids have gone, I'll get to that. Put money aside. Put it into your life. In fact, you can set it up with your bank so that you could deposit money. And here's an idea. If you have a hard time controlling your own spending, set up a savings account where it requires two signatures. Humbling? Yes. Better to have the money? Yes. Here's how you do it. You receive your money. It comes to you. You put a portion. You pre-agree to yourself. Okay, I'm going to put 20%, 15%, whatever that number is. But put more than 10%, folks, because you're going to need it. 15 to 20%. If you can, put it in to another savings account. Put somebody else's name on it as a co-signer, a trustee of sorts. Somebody that has no interest in the account cannot benefit from it, but is there more as a saving to you to make sure that you're not spending money or, you know, it actually just gives you a level of accountability that will stop you from using it because it requires humility to ask. I mean, this is, why do I know this? Because it's been good for me, you know, because I, like most of us, it is what's in front of me oftentimes that I'm most tempted by, and the opportunity then requires spending something immediately that I wish I would have for later. Percent of Americans plan to downsize in retirement, okay? 42% of us plan to downsize in retirement. Why can it save you money? Well, I've covered this before, so I'll be brief. Costs you less money to heat and cool, costs you less money in taxes. It's easier to maintain. The average one of us uses 1,100 square feet a day anyways, so why not look at your home as a place to come home to, live in, but go out and do things outside your home if you're physically able. Use your library, go out and sit at parks, go out of your home, come home to your home and use the spaces that you have there and use the spaces wisely. I've told the story before about a gentleman's house. I was hired by an estate attorney to go over to a gentleman's house. I walked in the front door. He had passed at this point. He had set up newspaper walls leading from the front door to the very back of this Sears bungalow that was built in the 1940s from a kit. And essentially, these 3-foot-tall walls of newspaper leading from the front door to the very back of the house kept anybody, including the previous owner, from going into these other spaces that went unused, the living room, the dining room, the other bedrooms. He had downsized within his house and created an inability to use those spaces. So he, without leaving his home, he basically built walls up just so that he limited himself and he gave himself an excuse. His basement was wet. Not the best way to go about it. Think about downsizing to something smaller. For ideas on that, please talk to our Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group, Helen Flynn, Terry Labui, amazing ladies. Call us now at 800-900-9104. And a brief plug on the Right Sizing Guide, free guide. Look, I'm a firm believer in open-handed business dealings. Give information, educate, and business comes as a result of it. And that's why I talk the way that I talk about things, and I share information to try to help people understand the truth of things. Oh, Stuart Rosenthal, good to see you this morning.
Good morning, Eric.
What do you have for us today in the Beacon newspaper?
We have an interesting travel story for you this time. There's a 200-year-old resort called the Omni Bedford Springs in Pennsylvania's Allegheny Mountains. Mm-hmm. And it has, you know, it's a nice resort, golf course, mineral springs, spa treatments, that kind of thing. But what it's really known for is that in the World War II time, from 1942 to 44, it was a school that trained nearly 7,000 Navy cadets to be radio men.
Oh.
And then after that, after Pearl Harbor, they became a location where Japanese POWs were housed.
Oh, my.
So it has a very interesting history. So they're having a special nostalgia weekend coming up the first weekend in August. They're going to have reenactments. They're going to have exhibits. They're going to have a tank. They're going to have classes, 1940s-style music. Anyway, it sounds like a lot of fun for those people who want to go back and be nostalgic about that time of their lives.
Bedford Springs in early August. If you want to get more information, read the Beacon newspapers. You can read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Or pick up a free copy at over 1,500 locations. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
In a moment, I'll have 7 tricks for downsizing your clutter. They're not tricks. It's frankly just choices that you make. But Tom Sightings, who's a contributor, shared this, and he called it 7 tricks, so that's what I'm going to call it. You have an opportunity to downsize when you want to. Think about it. Get our guide, 800-900-9104. 800-900-9104 is the toll-free number. There's no cost to you, no postage, nothing. I just want to help you. I want to educate you. And we'll mail it out to you, or you can download a free copy now at ericstewartgroup.com. I'll be right back.
This is Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Big house, big car, backseat, full bar. Houseboat won't float, the bank won't toast, no, too much stuff.
We were hired recently to sell a home that is the estate of a homeowner and 4 kids involved. And one of them I knew personally, who referred me to her brother, who is the executor of the estate. Couple of them living in the house. The house overwhelmed with stuff, and the decision came that it was time to sell because all parties at this point, now that mom and dad were gone, wanted to see their portion of the asset, the house, come to them. And so it was time, and all parties agreed to that. So we were hired to sell the property. We're in process now, not on the market yet, getting this home ready to sell. Number one greatest key to actually going through a process of decluttering and to get motivated is to set a deadline. So because of 4 people involved in the conversation and 4 people's interest in pulling things out of the house, a deadline had to be established that was considerate of all 4 of them. Similarly, if you're still in your home and you're trying to downsize and you have lots of stuff that your kids might take or you might sell through Quinn's Auction House or maybe you're going to give away to Salvation Army or otherwise, you have to come up with a plan of action and then just execute that plan. So getting motivated, first of all, requires knowing why you're doing it, understanding the why. And back to that right-sizing guide I mentioned a moment ago, this is a great tool for finding your motivation because I've taken the 7 areas of wellness that we all have in each of our lives, which includes social and physical and vocational and 4 others, that we try to evaluate where we are now and what is our preferred future going to look like? What is it that we want our future to look like? And so we've got four people in the sale of this one property who all have a preferred future for what's going to happen with the asset, which is the driver for selling in that circumstance for you in the downsizing process. It might be you recognize that this home actually is a ball and chain where originally it was a tool that facilitated your life. It is now keeping you from living the life you really want to live. And maybe you're frozen in that house. Maybe you are unable to even think about moving because maybe you've gotten to the point, as one of our other clients has recently gotten to, and they called us and they've hired us and the ceilings have come in rooms where there's basements that are wet and stuff has been ruined, and they recognize their inability to help themselves. And I'll tell you something right now that has been transformational in my life, because I think this is actually touching on something that's more important than just downsizing your stuff. This is touching on the importance of life, to recognize our inability at times to control our lives. There's an organization called Celebrate Recovery, which sounds like it would be specifically geared towards those who are focusing on drug addictions and alcohol addictions. But truly, it is a Christian organization that is really focused on helping all of us on recognizing our inability to control our lives and seeing the hurts and the habits and the hang-ups in our lives and recognizing how they actually, we cause ourselves trouble, we cause ourselves pain, the things we want to do, we don't do, and the things we don't want to do, we do. We have these challenges, and sometimes I walk in homes and I see the house as a good analogy to certain areas of my own life where there are areas that I am out of control. I consistently run the same course, even though I don't want to, of trying to avoid pain, which I've recognized now as an issue in my life. I recognize that I actually try to avoid pain consistently rather than being honest. Now, in my professional career, I'm paid to be honest. But in my personal life, I tend to avoid that. This is a hang-up I've had for a long time. And what's nice about Celebrate Recovery is that in a safe environment, I'm walking through recognizing this is an issue and recognizing and seeing and then being given the steps necessary to change in ways that I have not been able to change. And so if I take that example back to me looking at your home and you looking at your home and saying, I know I need to change here. I know that I need to make a change, but I'm unable to change. There's a safe place for that. There's a place to start with that. We can help you. That's why we have the Senior Solutions team, actually, and I didn't realize it when I created it to serve our demographic that it would be so clear to me that that is what I'm doing in a way that I'm now being served in my own life through Celebrate Recovery. And I would just say to you, if you are not able to get motivated, if you are in that position of being frozen or you just feel like I want to move forward, but I can't because my spouse won't, and I don't know how to cross this bridge and how do I get through this process, then I want you to think of us. Because this free information that we give out, the Right Sizing Guide, has some good tools in it to address each one of our needs to change and for you to help to understand where you are, to maybe see it more clearly, and also understand how you can take steps forward in your life to see change. You can download this for absolutely nothing, or we will mail it to you for nothing. We will pay the postage just to get the information in your hands to try to help you. And we have had consistent feedback. It has resonated with those who've read it and those who've applied it. And honestly, isn't that actually the reality, is that it's the application of what we know? In the book of James says, we sometimes are like people who look at ourselves in a mirror and we turn around and we forget what we look like. Even though we just saw who we really are, we turn away and we immediately forget who we are, even though we just saw it. So it's the person who sees what they should do and does it. That's the person who sees change. And so if I can help you, if I can give you this tool, that's my desire. So step one in one of these tricks to get you through downsizing is to get motivated. Let me help you. Get a free copy of the Right Sizing Guide. Call today at 800-900-9104. And this isn't a Christian publication, folks. That's just where my faith lies. So it is not, does not eliminate anybody from getting the information in any way. That's just where I'm being helped in my personal life. In the professional realm, this is really to help all people where they are in their current homes to go through this process of downsizing. So get your free copy. Request it. Let me get it out to you. I would be so happy to do that. It's 800-900-9104 if you want to call and request a copy, or you can go to ericstewartgroup.com and download the Right Sizing Guide. Trick two, step off that keep up the Jones treadmill. That is simply, boy, this is hitting me between the eyes because recently I made a decision, and this is not even about acquiring things as much as it is how we can get into systems in our lives that keep us on treadmills that aren't necessarily good, but we get into patterns in our lives. And one of those for me actually has been on Facebook, where I have been on Facebook often and consistently and posting and liking and so on. And I see this time that it's pulling away from my life. And finally, my wife said, "Hey, what I'd really like to see you do is delete that app off your phone." Of course, in saying that, it's like talking to somebody who loves fresh baked chocolate chip cookies and saying, "Don't eat chocolate chip cookies." At that point in time, it's a difficult conversation to have. And I've actually had to go through some withdrawal where I've deleted it, added it, deleted it, added it. I mean, I'm being honest with you. This is the reality of, I think, even how we purchase things and how we decide, oh yeah, I'm going to cut back on spending for a while. And then all of a sudden we interrupt our commitment because something we have on our own have perceived as now as valuable, gone out and bought it, even to the great detriment to our future well-being for having spent that money, putting ourselves into debt, making ourselves slaves to paying a bank back for something and giving them the money, making them money versus us keeping our money and using it from cash as a position. So step off that Keep Up the Jones treadmill. Cut out the things in your life, which may be beyond just purchasing things like I just mentioned. Make a plan. Make a schedule. You know, like for instance, I often say, take one room in your house and focus on the one room and don't worry about the messes anywhere else in your property. Don't pick up something from the one room you're focusing on, go to another room and find a mess there and then get distracted. Just put the item that belongs in the other room on top of a pile of other stuff. Go back to the one room and stay focused and work through one space and accomplish it, and you will feel very good for it. Then you can move on to the next one and you'll get that snowball going. Save only what matters to you, and the things that do matter but you no longer really want, film it. Tell the story about it. Give it to your children along with that story. You can keep the memory alive, but let the item go and no longer heat it, cool it, or dust it. Number five, get decisive. This takes time. It takes time because you have to start a process of learning, asking yourself, do I need it? Do I love it? Do I use it? Ask yourself good questions. Take that and you can get those questions in the right sizing guide. If you need it, rent a storage unit. We can discuss that more in a future show. And enjoy yourself. Enjoy the new you. Relish and rejoice in the changes that you're making. Helen Flynn just stepped in. Helen, good to see you this morning.
Good morning. Philosophers have studied and wondered about how we find happiness. And as we get older, we can look back and say, have I ever really found it? And I think that wisdom would tell us that it's not really happiness that we find, but rather contentment, peace, a sense of well-being. And we find that by giving. And it's also a spiritual grace. So there's a thought for you as you enjoy your weekend. See you next time.
Always some good advice from Helen Flynn. Thanks, Helen. Well, that wraps it up for Senior Solutions. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
You know you can hurt yourself fooling with too much stuff.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even even more stories than fit in our printed publication, and to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about the Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766, or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.